This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been looking at how Paul often thanked God in his prayers for what he had done in the past. In Colossians 1, 3-5, he listed faith, love, and hope. In verse 6, he mentions that the gospel was bearing fruit and growing among these believers since the day they heard and understood God's grace and truth. They were not yet perfect or mature. There was much more room for further growth. But rather than first looking at what still needed to be done in their lives, Paul chose to thank God for what had been done. Yes, when you notice progress in the lives of those you love, be sure to make time to thank God for what He's doing. Paul mentions in verse 7, Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf. Some translators say this should read, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. In other words, Paul thanks God for a fellow servant who was sent by these believers to help him in their behalf. They were responsible Christians who were committed to helping in the advance of the gospel beyond their own community. Paul, who was called and committed to taking the gospel where it had never been heard before, was thankful for their willingness to share one of their best to help him in his work. Paul was so grateful for what God had done and was continuing to do in and through these Christians that he always thanked God when he prayed for them. This practice of thanking God for what he has already done was a faith builder for believing that God would hear and answer any request he was about to make. Try following his faith-building example.